Lincoln.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and with Chris, we're back at the old stand for 2014. You know, they said it never could be done, it would never happen, but we're getting near the completion of 8 years on the air, 2006 to 2014.
Imagine it, Gene. I mean, when you started this show, every cell in your body except nerve cells and brain cells have been replaced already. You are a completely different person.
Why do you say that? I'm the same.
Change is good, old buddy.
Oh, I could use a little change. A lot of change I could use. But that's another story. I don't want to get into that on the radio. Those who want to know what I'm talking about, go to our forums at forum.theparacast.com, where we're trying to set things up for the next generation of the Paracast. Now that we are regenerated, and I don't regenerate quite as often as Doctor Who, you know. Doctor Who, I think he regenerates every 2 or 3 years.
Oh. Okay.
So the latest incarnation of Doctor Who, from Matt Smith, who was like 30 or 31 when he finished the run, to Peter Capaldi, who is about 55. So in the space of one...
into it.
You never got into it?
Nope. Never seen a single episode of Doctor Who.
They have celebrated the 50th anniversary of
Doctor Who.
And they got just the greatest solution to allow for multiple people to play Doctor Who. They created this gimmick called regeneration, where when one actor gives up, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to be typecast, whatever. They bring in a new actor with a new personality, and they regenerate Doctor Who into the new person. Now, it's not quite like James Bond, which has also been around, what, since the early 60s. There, they simply bring in another actor and say, here's James Bond, without saying, of course, he's another actor. So I like the Doctor Who way. They're more honest about it. You're getting a new guy. That's it. Anyway, let's talk about regeneration and evolution. There's a survey out this week, I think from Pew Research. And some people will say poo-poo about it, but that's another story. Mentioning the fact that about a third of the people in the United States do not believe in evolution, believe that humans have always existed since the beginning of time.
Yeah, for 6,000 years.
Well, I didn't want to mention that little condition here.
Well, you know, whatever floats everybody's ark.
Yeah, but how do you explain carbon dating?
How do you explain ignorance and stupidity? I mean, that's about the same question. You know, it's unfortunate. There are quite a number of uneducated people on the planet, and that includes in this country. And I think level of education and intellectual, how evolved you are intellectually might come into play here. That and the fact that it's just more convenient to abdicate responsibility for your own educational process to your church or to some politician.
Well, certainly not to a politician. You shouldn't abdicate anything to a politician because they'll get you in trouble every time.
Well, don't get me started on that subject.
Well, you know, one of the biggest discussions in our forums with regard to Don Ecker's appearance last week was this short segment we did about weapons of mass destruction, which preceded the second Iraqi war. And, of course, the general conclusion is they didn't find any. In fact,
I was going to say, what weapons?
Remember this silly skit that George Bush did for one Christmas where he's looking under the bed for the weapons of mass destruction?
They got to be here somewhere.
Yeah, there had to be somewhere. If that didn't say it all, if his dog couldn't even find it, you know, his dog searching for the weapons of mass destruction couldn't find it.
I mean, I think the closest he got to finding it was when he choked on that pretzel.
Well, you know, part of it is also the fact that people like Colin Powell, who made the big sales pitch before the UN for the weapons of mass destruction, he says, you know what? We were misled. They weren't there. We were fooled. And we know there's an interesting discussion in our forums, which Mr. Ecker has been involved, featuring Bob Zanotti, who worked in radio as a newscaster at the time. And he said, look, the stuff that he got from the reporters he worked with, and he worked in Europe, he worked in Switzerland, that's where he lives. He said they were skeptical. There was a lot of skepticism of the existence of those weapons of mass destruction outside the U.S. And maybe outside of Israel. Israel, I think, accepted it.
It's obvious. It was all a pretext to go in and grab a quarter of the world's oil. I mean, it's so obvious, isn't it?
But where's that oil? We're not taking it.
Well, of course, it's going to, you know, to the deepest pockets in the neighborhood. And I love the figures that were tossed out at the beginning of the Gulf War. Oh, it's going to only cost, $50 billion, and all that money will be paid back by oil revenues. And you never hear about how many barrels of oil that the Iraqis are pumping every day. And you never see the terrible degradation of the communities and the cities and the infrastructure in the country still to this day. I mean, the country is a shambles compared to how it was before we went in to liberate. It's like, what was the guy in Vietnam that said, we had to destroy the village in order to save it. You know, it's that kind of mentality that's really not making America popular around the world right now.
So in theory, you go to Iraq because 3,000 Americans were killed. So you kill 4,000 soldiers and, what, 100,000 Iraqis? And they had nothing to do with it.
100,000 Iraqis? What, are you kidding? Try timesing that by 10.
A million Iraqis? Died as a result of that war?
That's the figure that I've seen that makes more sense. So it's somewhere hovering around a million people. You know, that's not even counting all the ones that are going to be devastated for generations by the tons of depleted uranium that we left behind with all our armor-piercing shells. But we're digressing here.
This is the Paracast, I think. You know, some people question that fact. But, you know, when we do talk about UFOs and strange events of all kinds, the politics gets in there. We talk about conspiracy theories. As soon as you say JFK, you open up the can of worms.
Well, as soon as you talk about the Middle East, you're going to be talking about politics. And today we're going to be talking about all sorts of things concerning the Middle East.
We have a guest who's definitely a fascinating character. His name is Barry Chamish. Now, perhaps you haven't heard of him, but Barry Chamish wrote a number one bestseller, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, the former Israeli prime minister. He's also investigated an Israeli UFO wave that was featured in 5 episodes on the Sightings TV show, and wrote a book about it called Return of the Giants. He also believes, by the way, that, number one, the JFK assassination was not quite a conspiracy, that Oswald did it, but there might be a conspiracy to the death of JFK Jr.
No, that wouldn't surprise me.
Which is really peculiar. That's something we haven't heard about. And this is Barry's first time on the Paracast. He was really happy to come aboard. Maybe he's a listener. I hope he is. But we have a lot of fascinating things to talk about. Some interesting discussions, and it's going to get political, folks. It's not just going to be about the paranormal. It's going to be political. A lot of ground to cover. It's going to be one of our best segments for 2014, even though it's the first one. And we're not going to ask him about evolution. I don't know about weapons of mass destruction. We might get to that.
Yeah.
I have to think we might. But so much more to come. And remember, if you want to participate, we always open up the forums for questions for upcoming guests at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. With Gene and with Chris and upcoming Barry Chamish, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, where we introduce for the first time in the show Barry Chamish. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. So, it's Barry Chamish.
It is.
And welcome to the Paracaster.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
You were telling us you have a bout of flu, so if you sound...
Holy moly, what a flu this is. Listen, I've had a bad health year, terrible health year. I had a quintuple, not quadruple, quintuple bypass in the last year and a half.
at least it's not as bad as, what is it, Dick Cheney, who had, like, heart things going on every hour.
Well, you know what? This flu is worse than the bypass. Honest to goodness, there's something going on in the States. My own problem has been, well, it's been complicated by a neighbor situation, which is intolerable, and it's worn me down from the stress. But my goodness, is this a flu?
Such a flu.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell our listeners about Barry Chamish. How did you get involved in this kind of investigative journalism? What's your background?
Well, you know what? I just wanted to write. And you know what? I'm not a good traditional writer. I just don't follow rules well enough and whatever. I had to go out on my own. And, well, at the same time, now this is not a very good coincidence, but it is a coincidence. Yitzhak Rabin was murdered in the worst conspiracy you ever saw. I mean, the evidence left behind. Let's put it this way. My book made number one. It was called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? That came out in Hebrew, I believe, in English it was 97, translated to Hebrew in 99, at the same time trying to stay alive and chasing other stories. Look, this business of UFOs in Israel from 87 to 99, what a wave. I mean, really, what a wave. Now, what happened is my partner in those days was Joel Bainerman. He wrote, I would call it a classic book. In certain circles, it's viewed that way, Crimes of a President. It was about the Bush administration, and leave it at that. He was in Los Angeles and told them about me at sightings. Well, I got a phone call. This led to five separate episodes of sightings. Frankly, that's how good the material I was gathering was, five separate episodes. So while Rabin, which, honest to goodness, what a terrible, terrible murder and cover-up, and I got it so straight that when the book came out in Hebrew, it made number one in Israel. Wasn't much, no. It was number one. All right. Well, number three in Ma'ariv. I think it was number one in Haaretz. It was a major book in Israel. Look, that book.
Let me ask you here, so that our listeners get caught up with this. Why was it such an obvious conspiracy, and was it ever officially recognized as such?
What do you mean officially? You mean that they confessed? Are you joking? They covered me listen, my life has been very rough because they are the murderers, really. Look, I'm going to go through this simply, make it easy on you. Basic medical, and I got the basic medical, and I had allies funneling me the stuff from the hospital, they were funneling me the stuff from the police, the forensics, the ballistics. The Patsy, well, that's Yigal Amir, shot, and we have a film of it from behind, from, let's say, oh, minimum half a yard, probably a little more, but we have it on camera officially. The hospital has Yitzhak Rabin not shot twice. Yigal Amir shot twice. He was shot three times. Yigal Amir shot from the back. The killing shot was from the front. I have the medical documents. More than that, look, between us, I can say this now. I got all the documents because Yigal Amir's lawyer's detective. He had a detective tracking down everything. He came, he phoned me up and said, I got a present for you. I'm coming by. He dropped by. with cases of evidence, 2,500 pages. He said, my wife can't stand it anymore. She's going crazy. She doesn't want it in the house. Do whatever you want with him. He gave me all the evidence gathered to, well, Yigal Amir, the Patsy, was destined to go to prison. He had to because the lead conspirator, the one who organized it all, is now the president of Israel, Shimon Peres. And it becomes very, very messy. He gave me the works. I not only had the medical, which proved Rabin was shot three times, not twice. Major step, by the way. Not from point blank, which is, of course, the official story. Yigal Amir shot. Oh, I'm sorry. Not from half a meter's distance, which the film and the official story tells us, but he was shot point blank, in short, indisputable medical. And by the way, I gave this lecture of mine, oh, over 300 times in Israel over a 10-year period. I actually had a living on the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, and it convinced, I never had an audience, and I'm talking about really far left wing, that the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes were hell for me. Little by little, they settled down, listened, and they all came to the same conclusion as my book. Rabin couldn't have been killed by the Patsy Yigal Amir. In fact, he was shot dead by his bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, and he arrived at Iqlov Hospital with two wounds, and he survived. He was alive. They revived him. They got the doctors and nurses out of the operating theater, and they shot him a third time through the front, and we have, well, it's called the song sheet. Essentially, it was shown to the public with the blood of Rabin on the song sheet and a bullet hole. The problem is the bullet. I mean, who puts a song sheet in the back of your jacket? All right? It was at the front. This actually sold more people than the complicated ballistic and forensic evidence. I got it cold. I solved this one cold.
I'll tell you what, we've got to solve this announcement first before we progress with Barry Chamish.
Go to it.
Joining Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Man Cow has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguide.com. That's freezedryguide.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We continue with Barry Chamish, and he's talking to you folks about his best-selling book about the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, a former Israeli prime minister. Now, Barry, how was this received in the United States?
It was published twice in the United States. The first edition, Farrell House, was a mess. They got some editor who butchered it. But the second edition, it got out. But in Israel, it was a bestseller. It was translated into 9 languages. I mean, this book is out there in Italian and in German and French and whatever, in Russian, but only in Hebrew was it a bestseller. And naturally, it was the Israeli prime minister, and Israelis read Hebrew. That one made the top of the charts. And it shook, well, look, the power that the authorities have over people's minds is overwhelming. And I learned this. I learned it the hard way. I'm going to die young. Mostly, well, what can you say? They made sure this did not make me a star. Okay? This was done. Look, a conspiracy is wacko, and they planted that idea that anyone who believes in the conspiracy behind Rabin is wacko, except for one thing. They stopped taking polls. The last poll taken, I believe, was in 2007. Ma'ariv, a majority of religious Israelis believed me over the government, and a third of secular Israelis, which, by the way, is significant. If you know their mentality, which is really, really malleable, putting it mildly. In short, I managed to convince half of Israel that this was a murder, and it was a murder. Now, here's the part that they're trying to cover up more than anything else by the current president of Israel, Shimon Peres. He organized it.
Now, let me ask you a question here, a very obvious question, and that is, okay, So the current guy in charge is responsible. Now, being accused of something like this, does he just dismiss you as a crank? Or has he made efforts to get after you? You think he might?
Oh, no, he doesn't refer to me at all. Look, Carriage is not just a murderer verbatim. He knocked off Sharon as well. And the same bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, was Sharon's bodyguard. And when he was appointed Sharon's bodyguard, I wrote, this guy, Sharon, is not going to live. He's not going to survive. It didn't take long before he was taken care of. This Parrish got to his power through murder.
Wow. Hey,
you know, when you look at these things, Barry, this is Chris here, normally you go for motive. And Shimon
Peres was... Lord, you want motive?
Because Rabin was trying to make peace with Arafat in the past.
Oh, please. Rabin was opposed to that tooth and nail. Look, now you have to go into the background. This peace process is going to end Israel. So-called peace process, the Oslo process. This Paris. Let's put it this way. It's so complicated. I don't know if we're going to do this, but I'm going to try anyways. There are forces at work in this world. One force, believe it or not, is the Vatican, and Paris is just simply an agent of the Vatican and has been for the longest time. They want Jerusalem. That's what they want. And they sure as heck don't want Israel for much longer. But Israel's got another enemy in the United States. And it gets messy here. That's the Council on Foreign Relations who really run the show here. In a huge way, they run the show. Oh, my goodness. Your Secretary of State, Kerry. I'm not going to go through this. This is a separate issue. These two forces, they agree on one thing. Israel's got to go. And what happened is Rabin, now this is also a very, how did they get Rabin, who at one time in his life was honest, and they got him. Rabin was CFR, Peres was Vatican. A little bit of a rivalry going on. Peres wanted Rabin out. Peres got Rabin out. Peres became prime minister. Netanyahu threatened to expose the murder and the truth of it. He took over eventually. It's a very messy situation. The leadership of Israel, they're the worst enemies the Jews could imagine because they're controlled from outside Israel.
Sir, let me ask you then. Does this mean does this mean the current leadership of Israel ultimately wants to destroy the country?
The current leadership of Israel is Netanyahu. The people know nothing. This is one of the biggest problems I have with explaining Rabin and why he was knocked off and why Peres got away with knocking off Sharon afterwards with the same bodyguard, Yoram Rubin. It was the same murderer, the same everything. How did they get away with this? Because Jews are incredibly stupid. Right? They walked into a Holocaust without diving into that point. We could have avoided that. But I'm going to explain this simply. There was a war going on, labor Zionism, which really has no influence on the Israeli public, but it has a heck of a lot of influence on the Israeli authorities. They ran the show. They booted out the right-wing Israelis. They booted out the religious. In the 30s, they cut deals with the Nazis. The worst was the transfer agreement. The transfer agreement. The Nazis banned all Jewish organizations but one in Germany, labor Zionism. They ended up shipping off 80,000 Jews trained in their camps to Israel during the 30s. In fact, just before the Holocaust began, they were still legal in Germany. You've got these labor Zionists who, you want to talk about the worst enemy of the Jews? they hate the religious. They fought a war against the right-wing, and they're losing. In the Jewish mind, this movement is irrelevant. It's got, what, 14 seats out of 120 in the Knesset. It's an irrelevant movement, but they've got the money and they've got the power and the destruction they are causing to Israel. We lost half the Ashkenazi Jews through this transfer agreement. Look, Hitler was no friend, but the labor Zionists wanted to get rid of their enemies. They just kind of played along. There's kind of an agreement. There's a book by Edwin Black. It's called The Transfer Agreement. You want to get Schock, get him. And he's not a marginal conspiracy writer. He's actually a mainstream and a good investigative journalist. Edwin Black.
We've got to move on here, and I really want to cover some other ground with you. And number one is something I read about what you said with regard to the JFK assassination, but also the death of JFK Jr. Now, we have to split in a moment for our break, but once we get back on the other side, I'd like you to tell our listeners, Barry, first about what you think of the assassination of President Kennedy. Was it a conspiracy? Was it Oswald or someone else? And we'll have you answer that on the other side. And then something I read from you where you suggest that the death of JFK Jr. in that plane accident, that may have involved a murder, okay? There's a lot more going on here, and we need to talk about it. We have Barry Chamish joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Barry Chamish joining Gene and Chris on the Paracast. And now let's move to, I guess they still call it one of the greatest or most notorious conspiracies of all time, the death of JFK. So what are we talking about here? Do you think it was a conspiracy as many believe, or was it Oswald?
It's too messed up now. The 50th anniversary was this month. I'm sorry, last month. Big deal. It was a month ago. And, oh my goodness, has this become obfuscated? You can no longer trace one conspiracy. It's a mess. But there is one. Oh, was this not a mess? That was the conspiracy of his son. And this is where I came in, because he and I were allies, whether he knew it or not. And I'll bet you he knew it.
Did you ever meet or have contact with
No. But we, look, he had a magazine called George.
Right.
In March of 1997, and again, you have to forgive me, I got a flu today, so I'm not at my best, but I'm going to do my best with this. In March of 1997, he did a 13-page breakthrough article on the Rabin assassination, where over 50% agreed with me. Now, we have to go to the beginning of how I brought this up again. Look, November last month was also the 18th anniversary of the assassination of Rabin. Now, he got a meal with a patsy, but his brother, Haggai, he served 16 years for conspiring with his brother to murder Rabin. Now, you would think that a guy who spent 16 years in jail would be really ticked off. But no, he opened his mouth last month. This was the cover-up this year. They got Haggai Amir to tell a journalist, Ori Golan, by the way, Sydney Morning Herald, doesn't matter. He opened his mouth and he said, he admitted everything. He admitted he's guilty. He has no regrets. Look, I'm going to quote a little bit from Golan. He said, I don't regret what we did. I haven't changed my mind. And then Here's a quote from Golan's article. He told Golan that he was surprised at how easy the assassination was. I mean, the Shin Bet, Israeli Internal Security, by the way, works and trains for exactly this sort of scenario, he said. The ease with which Yigal Amir killed Rabin at close range is, quote, the reason for all the conspiracy theories, and by the way, I don't disagree with him. But there's one problem. His mother, Giula Amir, was the primary snitch to JFK Jr. All right, let's go on with the quote. For this is from Israel National News. Giula Amir, Yigal and Haggai's mother, says she believes Yigal Amir was set up to take the blame for Rabin's death, but did not actually kill him. And last month, Haggai rejected that argument. Quote, he shot him, he stated. Look, that interview sealed the fate of his brother. And by the way, his brother, he's sitting in Israel's version of death row for shooting the prime minister. He was allowed to get married and have a son, but I won't go into that right now. But the real problem is his mother was JFK Jr.'s, well, she was the source of this 13-page article. Again, in March 97, 13 pages in George magazine. JFK Jr. didn't write it. He was the only editor of any major American magazine to tell what he thought was the truth of Rabin, and he got about half right. Let me do the background of this crime, all right? I wrote this. At 9:20 p.m., July 16, 1999, JFK Jr. radioed the tower at an airport near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, announcing he was preparing to land. Seconds after his plane exploded in midair and was witnessed by several witnesses, including a local newspaper reporter and an attorney. On board were his wife, Carolyn Bessette, and her sister, Lauren. Lauren's luggage was recovered miles from the crash site, an event that can only be caused by a midair collision. Now, for reasons that will become clear later, search for the missing plane was delayed for 15 hours, and then President William Bill Clinton sent out the equivalent of the Sixth Fleet to find the wreckage, hide it, and the bodies from the Snoopy media, and though JFK Jr. was never in the Navy, and though the families didn't consent, he cremated the corpses or evidence, and threw the ashes into the water in an elaborate Navy funeral at sea. Now, behind the scenes, a hokey cover story was concocted. The weather, which was perfect, became stormy. JFK Jr. had a broken leg. Reports by the FAA and FBI, both concluding foul play was involved, were buried. Now, this is significant. And the arrival of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to Clinton's court the day before was given an alternative explanation. In fact, JFK Jr.'s profound effect on Israel was never mentioned. But it was huge. In the March 1997 issue of his magazine, George, JFK Jr. became the only publisher of a major American publication to expose the conspiracy to murder Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. His 13-page expose shook the Israeli establishment to its foundations. Shall I continue?
Well, I think you're making an interesting argument here. So basically, this all ties in together.
It's not an argument. These are straight-up facts. George published a 13-page expose, the only American publication to do so, of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. That's not speculation. That's pure fact.
We understand that, Barry, but what you're suggesting is 2 years later that the Israelis took out JFK Jr. because of that expose?
let me go on. It looks like I have to take this step by step. Look, here's an article from April 2nd, 97, Jewish Web Network. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's widow charged Tuesday that JFK Jr.'s magazine, George, crossed, quote, the red line by publishing an article by the mother of her husband's assassin. Quote, how of all people could he do such a thing? Mrs. Rabin asked the son of President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 63. Quote, perhaps he needed a sensational story to sell his paper. I would expect that he would take a higher moral stand. The article claimed, again, this is JFK Jr.'s article. The article claimed that Amir was goaded to shoot Rabin by an undercover agent for the Shin Bet Internal Security. And it thought it would be done with a doctored gun. The security force let the attack happen so they could take credit for saving the prime minister. By the way, I'm going to tell you later how to get my DVD of my Rabin lecture in English. Oh, we just show that the bodyguard behind Rabin looks at Amir and then turns around, walks backwards, lets Amir in. The whole thing was so ridiculously set up. But let me go on with the quote. And JFK Jr. was about to publish the final truth about Rabin's murder. Yes, Israel could not allow its operatives were called into action. I'm first going to quote you from JFK Jr.'s driver. It appeared in Marie shortly after his Piper so-called crashed. Quote from Marie. Headline, he could barely walk. How did he fly? Yoel Katsavman drove JFK Jr. 48 hours before the plane broke up. Quote, he was a quiet and humble client. Now it gets a little more self-serving.
Before you get into the self-serving, we got to do our break. We have to have this self-serving announcement to keep us going. We have Barry Chavish joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.